Hi, this is Stacy Hyde with Envision Financial Planning, and I'm back for another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less. And what I'd like to talk about today is rebuilding your credit or creating a better credit history if you don't already have one. I was meeting with some folks last week at their place of employment, and this came up a couple of times. And one of them said, you know, well, we don't use credit cards, but our credit score has dropped and we're going to be in the market for a new car and we can't pay cash for, you know, a $40,000 car at this point. So they wanted to know what they could do to improve their credit. And a lot of people think that you have to carry a balance on your credit card to have good credit. That is actually not true at all. You can use your credit card to get gas, and I would argue that it's safer to use a credit card to get gas at restaurants, because that's where so much of the credit card fraud happens. Is they put the little skimming devices on the gas station pumps, someone walks away with your card at a restaurant, they copy it. That is where we see the greatest amount of fraud. So it's actually better to use a credit card there, because if you have fraud on your credit card and you notice it, or the credit card company notices it, you're not liable for that. You haven't lost that money out of your account. Whereas if you use a debit card, yes, you can get that money back, but it may take a few days. It could take up to a week. And during that time, you may have your mortgage coming through, your car payments. And if that fraud was widespread, then you're gonna have to worry about whether those checks are gonna clear, or you have to go and shut down that account and open a new account, which can be a pain if you've got automatic bill pay set up for cable, mortgages, all of those types of things. So it can cause you a lot of time. So using your credit card at gas stations and restaurants is actually a good idea, but pay it off every week. That's going to help you. Also, if you have an old card that maybe you got during college, hold on to that card, even if you just use it once a year. And the reason for that is part of your credit score is based on your length of history of having credit. So you want to hold on to your longest card. The other thing that factors into is the percentage of credit used. So if now you've started traveling for work and use a personal card and you get reimbursed, you may want to call your credit card company and ask for an increase in your credit line. You might want to reach out about having your credit card company increase your credit, because another thing that impacts your credit score is what percentage of the credit available are you using. They refer to this as credit utilization, and you really want to keep this about 25% or below. So what that means is if you're regularly traveling for work and you're buying an airline ticket and maybe staying at some hotels and it's $2,000, but you have a credit limit of $3,000, that's going to make your credit utilization look very high. So I would encourage you to reach out to the credit card company, ask for an increase, because that'll decrease your credit utilization, which will increase your credit score. Also, if you travel a lot and you have bills that regularly come due, you may want to sign up for emails so that you know how much those bills are, and either set them up to auto pay directly from your online banking, or have them go ahead and set that up for payment. Things that you never want to be late for in particular. You never want to miss a credit card payment. You never want to miss a mortgage payment. And cell phones and cable companies also are important. So you want to make sure that you pay those on time every month. And so having them set up to pay automatically can be helpful, especially in this day and age where mail is not very reliable, and you may want to get them, the bills delivered electronically. That will help you build up your credit, and you'd be surprised at how quickly it'll build up. Certain credit card companies like Discover, Chase Freedom Card, they will tell you what your credit score is, and they will show you sort of things that are there. Also, the annual free credit report, you can pull your credit from all three credit bureaus for free once per year. You want to look through there. What you're looking for is accounts that you don't recognize, or maybe you didn't open because that's a sign of fraud. And you just want to pay attention to that. If your data was compromised in some of these hacking scams that have happened over the last few years, and quite frankly, who hasn't? Many of those offer some free monitoring for a period of time. It's not a bad idea to sign up for that and pay attention to it. You may want to, if that's happened to you, lock down your credit file and make sure that you are paying attention to what's going on. And because the world we live in, we have so many usernames and passwords, I would really encourage you to turn on what's called multi-factor authentication. What that does is somebody may steal your username and password, but if they don't have your phone, they can't log into your account because they can't get that one-time code. So that's very important to look at and to use. And that will also help your credit, because if somebody steals your identity, then they could access your credit without your knowledge. So it's really important to safeguard passwords, potentially use a password manager so that you have strong passwords that are hard to hack. But the key thing is know where your credit cards are, or debit cards, anything like that. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. That is also another big source of fraud. If people get that, then it's not very hard to get your date of birth, maybe off your Facebook page, find your address via a simple Google search. So you really want to guard those things and really ask, if people are asking for your Social Security number, why they need it and how they store that information. Because that all can go and impact your credit score and how much you're going to pay for credit, especially today when rates are much higher than they were before. Having a good credit score can really help you. So anything over 760 is really going to get you the best rates out there. So good luck, and thanks for tuning in. This has been another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less.